I don't think they are. But you know, the old people call them pancakes, and then these new folks call them hotcakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the sides of a hog, salted but not smoked?
That's bacon, you know, a fat back. Yeah.
Fat back, okay.
You know what bacon is.
What do you call pressed meat loaf made from hog jaws and the hog's head?
Well, I call it head cheese, but it's south meat, what the old people call it.
That's what Mrs. Bowles gave me.
What, head cheese or south meat?
South meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they call it.
Okay, you think that's the older form?
South meat is.
Older.
There, yeah.
Okay. What do you call that hard thing in the center of a cherry?
Well, that's a pit.
Okay. What about the center of a peach?
Well, kernel.
A peach whose meat sticks to the seed.
Well, that's it. Let's see, one of them.
Well, let's leave that one for a minute and come back to the next one. A peach whose meat separates easily from
well,
the seed.
Well, that's a clear seed, and the other one is clang seed.
Okay. What about beans eaten in the pods?
String beans.
Hmm?
String beans.
Okay. Do you have any other name for them?
Snap, you know, they have string or snap beans. That's about all,
isn't it? Is there any difference between string beans and snap beans?
Well, I don't think so. They're both tender.
Okay.
But there's a difference in what the old people call it and the ones do now. They say snap beans and we say string beans.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, see, that's the kind of thing I want to know. That's
Mama,
very good. My
word, cheese.
I'm going to cheese your head.
What do you call large, flat, yellowish beans not in the pods?
Yeah.
Large, flat, yellowish beans not eaten in the pods.
Oh, well, I guess it'd be butter beans.
Okay. What do you call the green tops of turnips?
Turnip greens.
Anything else?
Mama!
They call it salad. Turnip salad.
Which is the older term there?
Salad.
That would be older, huh? Mm. Okay. What about corn eaten on the cob?
Boiled corn, roasting their corn.
Good. What do you call a small squirrel-like animal? It's not a squirrel, but it's sort of, it's smaller than a squirrel, but like a squirrel, it runs along the ground.
Well, it's a ground squirrel.
Okay. Do you ever call it a chipmunk?
Yeah.
You call it that too?
Yeah.
Which one do you think you'd use more often?
Well, chipmunk, I guess. Well, we said ground squirrel though way back now,
okay,
I guess.
Well, that's what I want.
You know, they... Mm-hmm.